the last episodes, we have been talking about placing high expectations on your teenager. And in this episode, I want to look at the teenagers, right? I want to focus and I want to speak to the teenagers. And we are going to be looking at acceptance. Yes, acceptance. What is acceptance? In the context of peer pressure, acceptance is trying to make yourself fit into a particular group or into a particular situation or environment. Teenagers do a lot of things because they are seeking acceptance from their peers, they are seeking acceptance from their parents, they are seeking acceptance from every aspect of the environment. And this search for acceptance can lead a teenager through stages of emotional instability, slight depression, low self-esteem, and so on and so on. As a teenager, you should come to understand that you don't need anyone's acceptance to be a better version of yourself. You don't need anyone to accept you. You don't need anyone to value you. You have to first value yourself. You have to first love yourself. You have to first understand that you are unique in your own skin before you begin to look for others to accept you. There is a saying that goes that like attracts like. When you have not found out your self-worth, when you have not understood or when you have not come to acknowledge the potentials and the abilities and the blessings and the gifts and the skills that you carry as an individual, you would not actually place yourself on a high pedestal. You'll be seeing yourself as mediocre. The search for acceptance is so strong in teenagers that they give in to peer pressure without even thinking about the consequences of that decision or the consequences of their actions in future. Yes, we want friends. Yes, we want people to hang out with. Yes, we want to feel normal when we go out in the society or when we go out to environments or to gatherings. But does that mean that you have to break some standards? Does that mean that you have to go against your own will? Does that mean that you have to do things that normally on your own you wouldn't ever do just so that you get the attention of someone else or you will get someone else to like you? This is just the beginning of acceptance. There are so many things that are involved in this acceptance. You have to stop seeking acceptance from people because people are never going to fully accept you. You have to first accept yourself. Accept yourself. Be comfortable for who you are. Be happy for who you are. Be happy for who you're going to become. No matter the circumstances, no matter the issues that you've had to go through in your family, in your house, in school, no matter what it is, for other people to see the brightness and the star and the light in you, you have to first come to acknowledge that light. You have to first come to acknowledge that brightness because you cannot give what you don't have. Right? You can't give what you don't have. So you have to come to the realization of self-worth, self-actualization. You have to come to understand that you are more than what you see. You are more than stooping too low to give in to peer pressure. You are more than the hurting comments. You are more than the bullies that come around you. You are more than all those who throw negative comments at you. You are more than all that. So today I want to leave in your mind that you should first come to the actualization of yourself, understand that you're unique and that you are special, and trust me, everyone else around you is going to see you in that dimension. This is Therapy Poets. Thank you so much for giving me 5 minutes of your time.